后现代基督徒生活原则一，李第武牧师主讲，第三讲，当感恩，为主而活。今天的经文记载在诗篇一百篇。普天下当向耶和华欢呼，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。经文读毕。
主的恩典样样都要数，谢谢诗班的唱。
We have to count every one of God's blessings.
谢谢教会弟兄姐妹们对更新传道会的支持。
I want to thank your church for supporting the Christian Renewal Ministry.
我也代表我们更新传道会的同工，在全球有50多位的同工向你们问安。
I want to send greetings to you from all the co-workers, more than 50 of them all around the world.
今天早上我们思想一个主题。
This morning we are going to think about a central theme.
当感恩为主而活。
Be thankful and live for the Lord.
我们开始之前，我们再做一个祷告。
Let us first bow our heads to pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你，因为你是神。
Our Lord, our God, we want to thank you because you are God.
你差遣耶稣基督成为我们的救赎。
You send your Son Jesus Christ to become our Savior.
让我们能够有那个救恩。
So that we can receive salvation.
今天我们代表全体的会众向你说，我们深深的感恩。
We want to say thank you from all the congregation here.
我们愿意把我们这个生命送在、交在、呈现在你自己的手中。
We also want to dedicate our lives to you.
愿你仆人口中的话语
，May the words from your servant，
愿你儿女心中的意念
，May the thoughts of your children，
好像馨香的祭一样，直到天庭能够蒙你的悦纳。
We will reach you like a fragrant offering in heaven。
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们，你跟我都生活在一个21世纪后现代的潮流中间。
We are all living in this time is called postmodern, the 21st century.
基督徒要在这个世纪中间，我们要有一颗感恩的心的话，不是一件容易的事情。
It is not easy for Christians to have a thankful heart in this kind of generation.
这绝对不是一件自然而然就发生的一件事情。
It is not something that comes so naturally.
肯定是一件需要持守、需要继续不断操练的一件工作。
Rather, it is something that we have to continue to discipline ourselves.
在这感恩的季节里面
，In this Thanksgiving season,
让我们用诗篇一百篇，我们一同来思想，一同来默想。
Let us meditate Psalm 100.
向神感恩为何是一件必要的事情？
Why is it necessary that we have to give thanks to God?
你跟我在生活中间又怎么样向神来回应我们的感恩？
How do we respond to God by giving Him thanks in our lives?
我们知道诗篇一百篇有一个标题。
We know that in Psalm 100 there is a title.
这个标题就是称谢诗，就是感恩诗。
It's called the Hymn of Thanksgiving.
那我们一般来讲，这可能是他们在献感恩祭的时候，会众们一同唱的一首诗。
I believe it is the hymn that they sang when they offered thanks offerings.
我们看这首诗的时候，一开始的时候是一个呼召。
We can see that it starts with a calling.
诗人在这边讲，普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
The psalmist says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth."
不但是基督徒应当向神欢呼。
It's not just the Christian who should shout for joy to the Lord.
基督徒的见证，基督徒的宣教，要影响全世界的人向神欢呼。
It is because of the testimony of the Christian that will arouse the people all around the world to give thanks.
在今天的经文中，我们显然看到的中文圣经，好在英文圣经有七个，一个字出现七次，当当当当当，就是命令词。
We can see in the Chinese verses that this word should appear seven times.
因此你跟我，我们感恩是一件理所当然的事情，世人这么说。
So it is absolutely necessary that we should give thanks to God.
我们在这边看到第二节，中间又有一个字。
Again, in verse 2, we see a word.
中文圣经这么说，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，侍奉这个字。
It says, worship the Lord with gladness, worship or serving.
这个字实际上有三种的意思。
And this word really has three different kinds of meaning.
在希伯来文这个字里面有三种是主要的意思。
In Hebrew, it has three important meanings.
第一个是敬拜。
First of all, it means worship.
第二个是侍奉。
Secondly, serving.
第三是做工。
Thirdly, to work.
做工可以翻作是为耶和华做工。
To work really means to work for the Lord.
我们在这里想，可能诗人在设计这首诗的时候
，We can imagine that when the psalm is contemplating on this psalm，
故意选用了这个希伯来文的这个字有三种意思。
He particularly chose this Hebrew word because of three different meanings。
当我们感恩的时候
，When we give thanks，
我们不但是敬拜他
，We not only worship him，
我们不但是侍奉他
，We not only service him，
而且我们要为耶和华为神而活。
Also, we have to live for the Lord.
今天我就用了这个假设。
So I want to use this hypothesis.
用了这个字的三个意思。
I want to use the three meanings of this word.
那看今天我跟你，我们中间所有的人要感恩的话。
And to see what kind of thanksgiving we should give to the Lord.
当然是件理所当然的事情，七个当命令词。
It is absolutely necessary that we should give thanks.
我们不但在教堂要敬拜他感恩。
We not only come to church to worship and serve him.
我们侍奉他，我们为的是感恩。
The reason we serve him is to show our thanksgiving.
我们出了教堂之后，你跟我星期一到星期五，星期一到星期六，我们是为耶和华为神而活。
And yet, once we leave the church from Monday to Saturday, we live and work for the Lord.
所以今天我们思想是当感恩。
So today we think about we should give thanks.
为主而活。
And live for the Lord.
为主而敬拜他。
We worship the Lord.
为感恩，我们侍奉他。
Well, because of thanksgiving, we serve him.
为感恩，我们为耶和华而活。
And we live for the Lord because to show our thanks.
今天我们的信息可以用一句话来代表。
So today's message can be summarized in one sentence.
当感谢神。
That is, give thanks to God.
称颂他的名。
Praise his name.
为这本为善。
Because he is good.
全能的神而活。
We should live for the Almighty God.
那你跟我当怎么样来代表，怎么样来表示我们感恩的心？
So how do we show our thankful heart?
或者我们为什么要感恩？
Why is it that we have to give thanks?
我们可以今天用三个角度来思想。
Let us think about it from three angles.
这三个角度，也就是第二节的一个字，有三种不同的意思的三个角度来看。
And these three angles really can be expressed in the word in verse 2, which has three meanings.
第一个感恩是敬拜的基础。
First of all, thanksgiving is the foundation of worship.
第二个感恩是侍奉的动力。
Secondly, thanksgiving is the motivating force of serving.
第三个感恩是信心的行动。
Thirdly, thanksgiving is the action of faith.
让我们先从第一个角度来看。
Let us first look at the first point.
感恩是敬拜的基础。
Thanksgiving is the foundation of worship.
当我们在看这首 诗歌的时候
When we examine this hymn
我们看到这首诗歌里面有很多的字很重要
We notice that there are many words here that are very important
刚才我已经讲一个字很重要，它有三个意思，对不对？
I already mentioned one word that has three meanings.
啊，刚才我也讲的，有一个字重复了七次，对不对？
I also mentioned there is a word that's repeated seven times.
还有一个字出现了三次，短短的五节里面出现三次。
And yet there's another word that appeared three times in this short hymn.
而且三次中间有一次是出现在标题里面，就是感恩称谢的意思。
And one time it appeared in the title, that is, give thanks.
诗篇有时候有一个题目，有个标题。
Sometimes the psalms, the hymn will have a title.
那有时候这个标题呢，给我们一点暗示，这首诗是写的为什么的。
And this title may give us a hint about the meaning of this hymn.
所以我们看到这个春谢这个字在标题里面出现。
So when we see give thanks that appear in the title,
春谢这个字也在第四节的第一节上半段看，当春谢进入他的门。
And the same word also appear in the beginning of verse 4.
所以春谢这个字出现两次。
So it appears two times already.
这两次出现的时候都是名词出现。
And these two times they appear as a noun.
春谢这个字还以动词的身份出现在第四节的第最后一节，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
And yet the same word appears as a verb in the third sentence of verse 4.
当感谢，所以这个感谢是个动词出现，因此出现了三次，短短的这五节里面。
Therefore, this important word appears three times in these five verses.
因此，今天我们来准备我们的心感恩的时候，过感恩节的时候。
So when we prepare our hearts for this Thanksgiving season,
那诗篇一百篇是非常适合的一篇。
And Psalm 100 is a very important hymn to meditate on.
不但它的题目是感恩。
Not only its title shows thanksgiving.
而且它内容里面也有名词、有动词的感恩都出现。
Also, the content shows the thanksgiving as a verb, as also as a noun.
那这首诗短短的只有五节。
These hymns has only five verses.
但是这首诗我们看到就好像诗人呢、啊，好像一个梯形的一个庙一样上去，走路一样。
And yet this psalm appears like a step temple going up.
这什么意思呢？就是越上去的时候，他越感恩；越上去的时候，到了顶台的时候，是献祭给神的时候。
That means the higher you go, the more thanks you give, and when you go to the top, you offer thanks.
也就是从第一节开始是个呼召，然后我们进到第四节、第五节的时候，这个诗的中心的感恩的信息出来了。
Verse 1 is really a calling, and then verse 4 is the central theme of this psalm.
啊，我们在这边看到了一点解经，一点背景。
Let us look at some background of this psalm.
因此我们看到这是一个感恩的诗。
First of all, we see that this is a psalm of thanksgiving.
这首诗里面而且很多是什么相同意思的句子是平行的。
And we also notice several sentences that are parallel sentences.
譬如讲第二节的上节，当洛邑侍奉耶和华，跟当来向他歌唱是两条平行的句子。
For example, verse 2,
相似的句子。
Yeah, worship the Lord with gladness, come before him with joyful song. They are similar sentences.
平行的句子在诗篇里面就是加强的意思。
And when you see similar or parallel sentences in the Bible, they want to emphasize something.
我邀请你看第三节。
I want you to read verse 3.
同样的，后面有两句平行的句子。
Again, we see two other parallel sentences.
第一节是我们是他造的，也是属他的。这个前面一节。
First of all, it is He who made us, and we are His.
下面这一句跟他平行的，我们是他的名，也是他草场的羊。
And the other parallel sentence to this sentence is, "We are His people, the sheep of His pasture."
我们也看到第四节有两节平行的句子。
In verse 4, again we see two parallel sentences.
当称谢进入他的门，当感的赞美进入他的院，他的门跟他的院平行的。
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We can see the gates and courts and the sentence structures are parallel.
我们看到第五节的后两句也是平行的。
Again, we see the last two sentences of five of parallel sentences.
他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代，平行的。
And his love endures forever, and his faithfulness through all generations.
我们从第一个角度，我们来思想这首诗。
Let us meditate from the first perspective.
感恩是敬拜的基础。
First of all, thanksgiving is the foundation of worship.
我们问自己，为什么要感恩？
You may want to ask yourself the question, why should we give thanks?
诗人在这首诗里面讲出两句，讲的前面有因为，因为就是为什么我们要感恩。
And the psalmist tells us two reasons. It starts with because.
我们看到第五节这边中文圣经很显明就翻译出来，因为耶和华本为善，所以我们要感谢他。
Verse 5 clearly tells us the reason, because the Lord is good.
但是有一句第三节里面有一个因为没有翻出来，是个隐藏的。
And yet in verse 3 there is a because, the reason that is hidden.
我希望我们中间的至少读中文的，你把它加上去那个因为，好不好？
And I hope that you will add these two words because in the Chinese version.
我读给你听，加在哪里？你们当晓得，因为耶和华是神。加一个因为。
Yeah, you should know that because the Lord is God.
今天你跟我常常不知道为什么要感恩。
You and I may not know many times why we should give thanks.
所以我很喜欢刚才诗班所唱的，样样恩典都要数。
I really love to hear what the choir sang, that we should count our blessings.
弟兄姐妹，你不数恩典的话，你不会感恩。
If you don't count your blessings, you will not give thanks.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，你不感恩的话，你的信心不会晋升。
If you don't give thanks, your faith will not grow strong.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，你不感恩的话，你不会得到更多的恩典。
If you don't give thanks, you will not receive more grace.
为什么要感恩？是我们必要知道的事情。
Why is it that we have to know why we have to give thanks?
第三节，这边有一个因为。
And verse 3 has a reason because.
第五节，这边有一个因为。
And verse 5 also has the reason because.
我们感恩，为什么要感恩呢？第一段我们讲，感恩是敬拜的基础。
We just talk about the thanksgiving is the foundation of worship.
你们当乐意敬拜耶和华，第二节里面。
Verse 2 tells us, worship the Lord with gladness.
第三个后面，因为耶和华是神。
And then it tells us later on, because the Lord is God.
诗人告诉我们说，我们要敬拜他，因为他是神。
The psalmist tells us we should worship him because he is God.
那他是神，跟你跟我之间有什么关系？
What has that to do with us, that he is God?
第三节的下这两个平行字就解释他是神，为什么我们要感谢他。
And the second part of verse 3 tells us clearly why we should give hands to him when he is God.
第一个原因就是因为我们是他造的。
First of all, we were made by him.
也是属他的。
We are also his.
你知道人类有罪性，亚当带给我们的罪性。
We all know that we have the sinful nature.
一直到现在我们的世界讲人不是怎么样，不是他造的。
Because many people in this world still think that human beings were not created by God.
人不相信有神。
Many people do not believe there is God.
甚至人自己用自己的手来造出一个假的神来敬拜他。
And they even make idols and worship.
人的罪性使我们人跟神真神来敌对。
Because of a sinful nature, we become hostile to God.
不承认是神造的。
We do not acknowledge that we are made by God.
造假神这件事情是对神是极大的羞辱。
False God or idol is a great humiliation to God.
它破坏，它压制我们对真神的那种认识。
Because it destroys the true knowledge of us.Toward God.
不但是破坏了我们对真神的认识，而且玷污了神的荣耀。
It not only destroys our knowledge of God, it also defiles the glory of God.
今天你跟我从诗人身上学到一样功课。
So there's one lesson we learn from the psalmist.
我们要感谢神，因为什么？耶和华是神。
We should give thanks to God because the Lord is God.
他是神，他造我们。
He is God and He created us.
因此，这个世人在这边讲，给了一个护照。
Therefore, the psalmist gives a calling.
叫全世界的人停止在拜这个假神。
The calling is for the world to stop worshiping the idols.
同时，呼召全世界的人献上感恩的心给真神。
Also, cause the whole world to offer their thanks to the true God.
所以第三节的终讲，我们是他造的，后面一节也是属他的。
The second part of verse 3 tells us we are not only created by Him, we belong to Him.
今天世界上的人有一个错误的观念，甚至于今天的信徒有错误的观念。
We all have a misconception, not just the ordinary people, but also Christians.
信徒跟世界上有很多人几乎相似，说他不强调我们是属他的。
They do not emphasize that we belong to God.
如果我们是属神的，我们就必须什么操练顺服了。
If we belong to God, then we should be obedient to Him.
现在世界上的人，甚至有些基督徒不愿意操练顺服。
Many Christians do not want to discipline this obedience.
反而强调神属我。
They emphasize that God belongs to us.
我举个例子来讲，什么叫做神属我？
Let me give you an illustration. What does it mean that God belongs to us?
就是把神的那个位置降低，不把神来敬拜他。
That is to lower the status of God. They do not worship Him as God.
我们来到神的面前的时候，他是高高在上的神。
When we come to the presence of God, we have to remember He is exalted.
今天有很多信徒把神当作是朋友，把基督当作是朋友。
Many people regard God as his friend and Christ as his friend too.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，把基督当作朋友，这个神学观念是错误的。
I would like to tell you that theologically it is wrong to treat Christ as your friend.
很抱歉，有一首老歌《基督恩友》，这是不合神学思想的歌。
There is an old song you all know that Jesus is my best friend. It's theologically not right.
在圣经上，你没有看过人叫基督做朋友的例子，没有一个人，摩西不敢。
There's nothing in the Bible that tells us that we can call God as our friend.
只有基督可以叫人是称为他的朋友。
Only Christ can call us a man as his friend.
这个方程是不能够转的，从另外一个方向转。
And this formula cannot be reversed.
我举一个例子来讲。
I want to give you an example.
我有三个女儿。
I have three daughters.
那我女儿长大了。女儿也生小孩，我带他们跟我带朋友一样。
When my daughters grow up, I treated them as I treated my friends.
我比他们高，我是他们的父亲，
and yet,
但是我对待他们像朋友一样。
I'm their father, and yet I treat them as my friends.
但是他们对我，他们会像朋友发脾气、摆脸色，他们不应当对我。当作我是他的朋友。
And yet they should not regard me as their friend. They should not show their temper to me as they show to their friends.
所以有一次我们去一个女儿家。
So once we went to one of the daughter's home.
她对师母那个态度比朋友还坏的态度，发脾气。
And my daughter's attitude to her mother was so bad, it was worse than to any friend.
因为用了她一个杯子，她那个杯子。也放在厨房里面，他觉得很宝贵。
Because my wife, her mother used the cup that belonged to the daughter.
他当时对他讲的一句话，是他对朋友的态度。
Then she said to her mother in a sentence that she normally would say to a friend.
我当时马上做一个决定。
At that time, I made this decision.
要不要当时指出来他错误？
Should I point out her error?
如果我当时指出她错误的话，是的，是对的。
If I pointed out her error at that moment, I would do the right thing.
但我当时拿了包裹跟师母就走了。
So at that time, I immediately took up everything and left her house.
我做了一个决定，我不自谈了，我没有计较她。
Oh.But then I made a decision. I would not deal with her in that way.
我 之后马上跟师母道歉。
And later on, I apologized to my wife.
我讲，我是给她恩典。
And I said, I gave my daughter grace. I was gracious to my daughter.
但是，我跟我女儿讲。
And then I said to my daughter,
以后绝对不可能你再发生这件事情在我们家。
And I told my daughter,
不管在我们家或者在你的家。
And I told my daughter, don't ever do this again, whether at your home or at my home.
我可以把你当作朋友，你不能把我当作朋友。
I can treat you as my friend, but you cannot treat me as your friend.
弟兄姐妹，今天就是很多信徒把神当作朋友，是。
Yeah, nowadays many believers.
神可以把我们当作朋友。
Many believers regard Christ as their friends. God, Christ can regard us as His friends.
现在这二十一世纪强调什么？强调神属他。
In the 21st century, the emphasis is on that the God belongs to the people.
忽略了神的地位去敬拜他。
They neglected the true status of God.
而不操练什么顺服。
They do not train themselves to be obedient.
神造我们，拯救了我们。
God created us and saved us.
神是我们生活的中心。
God is the center of our lives.
我们围绕了神，我们是客体，他是主体。
We surround God, and He is the main entity. We are His subordinates.
今天多少基督徒在我们的中间？
How many Christians are among us?
神属我的观念。
They regard God belongs to them.
你自己是中心。
And you regard yourself as the center.
而神围绕着你，你需要他的时候，你求他。
It is as if God surrounded you whenever you need him. You treat him as a friend.
感恩，诗人在这边讲。
And yet, the psalmist tells us here.
永远的记得，他造我们，我们属于他。
We have to remember forever that he created us and we are his.
第三节第下半段。
The second part of verse 3.
诗人还讲第二个原因。
And there's a second reason.
我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
感谢耶和华是牧羊，我们的君王。
We want to give thanks because he is the shepherd king.
我们敬拜他。
And we come to worship him.
在以色列人的观念中间。
According to the Israelites.
君王就是牧者。
The king is like a shepherd to them.
牧者供给我们生命，供给我们粮食，供给我们草场。
Because the shepherd gives us pasture and the life and food.
这一个比喻的观念。
This is really a parable.
强烈的在希伯来文化中间，以色列的民族中间存在。
And this is something very strong in the history of the Israelites.
所以以色列人出埃及的时候是什么？神好像牧者一样的领他们出去，在前面走，云柱火柱在前面带他们。
Therefore, when the Israelites left Egypt, God led them like a pillar and a cloud, and like a shepherd.
这个观念，神是全能的神，这个观念对以色列人来讲非常的重要。
So to the Israelites, this concept that God is an almighty God is very important.
对以色列人来讲，神是牧者，这个观念非常的重要。
In the same way, they regard this concept to treat God as the shepherd as very important concept.
因为以色列人是处在各个强国之下。
Because the Israelites were surrounded by foreign powers.
他们的神必须是强的神，全能的神。
Their God had to be a strong and almighty God.
他们的神必须是一个供养他们一个牧者的神。
Their God had to be someone who could provide for their needs.
自以色列人从开始一直到现在的以色列人。
So from the beginning to now, for the Israelites,
仍然有一个观念记得清清楚楚，耶和华是全能的神，是供给我们的牧者。
They all have this concept of their Lord is the Almighty God who provides for their need.
对今天你跟我二十一世纪的基督徒来讲
，But as for the Christians in the 21st century,
在后现代潮流的冲击之下
，Under the impact of the postmodern world,
在全球的经济的威胁之下
，Under the pressure of the economic crisis,
在失业的恐惧之下。
Because of the fear of unemployment.
在儿女的教育的费用的增长而没有办法供应的威胁之下。
Also the threat of the exorbitant prices of education.
同样的，这耶和华在对我们说话。
Even though the Lord is speaking to us the same way.
他讲我是全能的神。
He said, I'm the Almighty God.
我是抚养你们供给你们草场的。
I'm the one who provides for you and gives you pasture.
弟兄姐妹，认清这一点，我们才能够敬拜他。
Once we are sure about this, clearly know this, then we can worship him.
所以感恩的基础，感恩是敬拜的基础。
Therefore, thanksgiving is the foundation of worship.
我们再来看感恩是侍奉的动力。
Let us see that thanksgiving is the motivating force of serving.
我们再用第二节。
Let us again see verse 2.
现在我们用这个字的希伯来字的第二个意思，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华。
It says just worship the Lord or serve the Lord with gladness.
那我们同样的再用第三节讲，你们因为耶和华是神。
Because the Lord is God.
让我们在这里看到因为耶和华是神。造我们的神，我们愿意侍奉他。
Because the Lord is the God who created us, and we want to serve Him.
不只是创造了我们。
He not only created us.
今天很多创造，大多数神所创造的人都不拜耶和华。
God's creations, people created God, they do not worship God.
但是今天有少数神。再造过的人，就是借着主耶稣基督我们重生的人。
And yet there are some few people who were reborn in Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣基督的新的创造。
Because of this new creation.
你跟我成为保罗在以弗所书二章十节讲的神的杰作。
That is why Paul says we are God's masterpiece.
今天你跟我要。感谢神而侍奉他。
Today we have to thank God and serve Him.
因为看看我们周围有这么多神所创造的人，他们不拜耶和华。
Because there are so many people created by God, they do not worship God.
而你跟我，神给了我们恩典，让我们能够认识他。
And yet it is the grace of God that we know Him and worship Him.
我们有那个第三节在这个地方让我们看到的有一个字当晓得晓得就是认知就是知识
we should,
当知道
We pay attention to this word know that the Lord you should know
今天感谢主全世界七个人中间有一个人晓得或在认识耶和华
In this world one out of seven people knows God
姐妹，你是不是真的认识他的人
？Do you truly know the God？
你是不是真的认识他的人
？Do you truly know？
也就是你是不是真的经过再造
？That means
耶稣再造新的创造而创造的人。
That means whether you are reborn, you are a new creation。
是这样的人举手好吧，让我看一下。
And those of you who are reborn creation，
我真的认识你，我真的认识你，感谢主。这样的人是不是更加的感谢主？阿门，对不对？那这样的人更加感谢主的话，就想怎么样服侍他
？So when you want to give thanks more, you want to serve him.
哦，我感谢神。
I really want to give thanks to God.
在40年前，我在美国读大学的时候。
40 years ago, I was studying a college in America.
神让我认识了耶稣基督。
God made me become. I became a Christian at that time.
啊，当我认识了耶稣基督之后
，After I knew Jesus，
我首先我就到教会去。
First of all, I went to church.
哦，我拿了很多的单张。
And I brought a lot of pamphlets.
我就到伊利诺伊大学的学生活动中心，中午的时候去那边。
And I would go to the student center in the Illinois University.
心里面充满感恩的心，想把这个宝贝的福音介绍给每一个人。
I was so thankful that I wanted to introduce this good news of the gospel to the people.
我一个一个人给经过中午到学生活动中心吃饭的学生，我就给他一个单张。
So I would distribute this gospel tract to the people I saw there.
一个一个人给他。
So I want to give out to everyone.
而且我讲，我愿意讲我得救的见证，他的恩典临到了我了。
I also wanted to talk about God's grace that also I'm saved.
啊，这样两个星期。
So for 2 weeks I was doing that.
人家拿了我的，走几步之后，后面一个垃圾箱就丢掉了。
And those people who received the pamphlets after they got it, they threw away.
啊，我再把它捡回来。
And I would took them out again.
结果两个星期之后，没有人要听我的见证。
So after 2 weeks, nobody wanted to hear my testimony.
所以我垂头丧气的到教会把这个还给牧师。
So I was so discouraged, I gave back the gospel tracts to the pastor.
啊，牧师看了我之后，拍拍我肩膀 ，squeeze 我一下，挤我一下。
So my pastor just put his arm around me and said,
哦，他讲。他讲怎么了
？And he said, "What happened?"
我讲没有人要单张。
And I said, "Nobody wanted to receive this gospel tract."
然后他笑笑问我。
And then he smiled.
他讲 Tim, 你为什么要这样要想侍奉神
？And he said, "Why do you want to serve God?"
我讲我只是感恩，感谢他居然恩典临到我了，让我重生了。
And I said, I'm so thankful because I'm born again through His grace.
他讲你真想侍奉神吗
？And he said, Do you really want to serve God?
我想，我想。
And I said, Yes.
我想有没有工作给我做
？I said, Do you have any work for me to do?
他讲有。他讲本来是我的工作，你愿不愿意做
？He said, It is my job now. Do you want to take it up? Take it up.
我讲什么工作？
And I said, "What is it?"
他讲我每次六点半早上星期天六点半进来教会。
And he said, "Every day 6 a.m. I will come to church."
每一个主日啊，每一个 Sunday。
Every Sunday at 6:30 a.m. I will arrive in church.
他讲我很想马上就看圣经，但是我一定要把这件事情做掉。
I wanted to read the Bible, and yet there were things to do beforehand.
他讲第一件事情，我要清扫那个男女的厕所，因为经过了星期五了，学生团契啊，厕所里面都塞住了一塌糊涂。
First of all, he said, I need to clean up the bathrooms, the men's bathroom, women's bathrooms.
第二个，假如冬天外面下雪的话，人行道的雪我要把它铲掉，还有里面是上面有些香烟的尾巴，我要很不喜欢，我要把它们从这扫掉。
Secondly, I need to shovel the snows during winter and clean up the church.
第三个，他讲我要把冷暖气多开开来。
Thirdly, I need to turn on the heat or air conditioning.
而且他讲了，我很不喜欢的。我一上台的时候啊，年轻人把口香糖就往座位底下一捏。
Also, I do not like that the young people put the chewing gums right on the seat.
所以他我每个星期天早上啊，就拿了一个拿一把小刀啊，把这些东西都撬掉。
So every Sunday, I would try to scrape up all the gums on the seat.
他讲，你愿不愿意做这三件事情？
And he said, "Are you willing to do those three things?"
哦，他讲还有啊，我讲道的时候很锐，你给我两大杯的水放在讲台上。
And also, I need 2 big cups of water when I preach.
我讲，只有这些吗
？I said, "That's all."
你知道吗？这是我第一件侍奉的工作。
Do you know that these are the first things I do when I serve God?
我整整的做了一年，因为了一年之后我毕业了。
I did all these things for 1 year because 1 year later I graduated.
我记得那一年之后那一天，我要下午要离开教会，要搬到芝加哥去。
I remember that day after I graduated, I needed to move to Chicago.
我仍然怎么六点半到了教会，把这些通通做好。
I still came to church that morning and did all those things.
然后回去接我太太来。
And then I would go back and bring my wife.
那一天我离开了我侍奉一年的教会。
That day I left the church where I served 1 year.
感恩是侍奉的动力。
Thanksgiving is the motivating force of serving.
弟兄姐妹们。
brothers and sisters.
不但感恩是侍奉，是是使我们神基督再造我们，我们愿意侍奉他。
When we give thanks, it's not just because the Christ remade us. We are born again. We want to serve him.
而且是主期待我们有对他有更深的认识而侍奉他。
We serve him because it's the expectation from Christ. We need to know him more.
他而且要使我们成为圣洁，邀请我们来服侍他。
He wanted us to be sanctified, and he invited us to serve him.
所以让我们看到，不但是我们得救了，我们愿意侍奉他。
So it is not just after we are saved we wanted to serve him.
我们是预感恩，怎么预信靠他，愿意把自己当作活祭来献给他。
The more we give thanks, the more we trust in him, the more we want to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
真正的侍奉。
So true serving
跟生活是不能脱节的。
Cannot be separated from your daily lives.
真正的敬拜。不能跟生活脱节。
And true worship cannot be set apart from your daily living.
所以诗人特别选了这个字，这个特别的希伯来字。
Therefore, the psalmist purposely chose this Hebrew word.
可以翻作敬拜。
It can be interpreted as worship.
可以翻作侍奉。
And can be interpreted as serving.
可以翻作做工，为耶和华做工。
Also to work for the Lord.
神不但借着基督耶稣重造了我们中间的人，每一个人包括我。
God not only recreated us through Jesus Christ.
神同时也使我们在他里面的恩典给我们成为圣洁，而呼召我们来侍奉他。
Also, in Jesus Christ, we are sanctified, and He will call us to serve Him.
1969年，我得救了。
1969, I was saved.
1985年二月六号的晚上。
In the evening of February 6th of 1985,
我清楚了神呼召我跟我的妻子全时间来侍奉他。
I was clear about the calling from God, and I decided to serve God full time.
我们放弃了我们的工作，丢下了我们的工作。
I gave up my career.
让我们这一生永永远远的服侍他。
So that I could dedicate my whole lives to serve him.
弟兄姐妹，今天我可以见证。
Today I could testify this way.
感恩是敬拜的基础。
Thanksgiving is the foundation of worship.
感恩是侍奉的动力。
It is the motivation force of serving.
最后我们看感恩是信心的行动。
Finally, we see here that thanksgiving is the action of faith.
我们再念第二节。
Let us read verse 2 again.
你们当乐意为耶和华而活。做工，好在。
You should live and work for the Lord with gladness.
跟第三节的上半段，因为耶和华是神。
Because the Lord is God.
他不但是神，我们也看到第五节讲，因为耶和华本为善。
Not only he is God, in verse 5 tells us that the Lord is good.
为主而活的生活是主要求每一个跟随他的人做。
This is something that the Lord requires from all of us, that is, to live for him.
神没有要求你们中间每一个人像康布斯像我一样全时间服侍他。
God does not require everyone to serve him full time like me or Pastor Cam.
但是神却要求每一个跟随他的人为他而活。
And yet God does require everyone who follows him to live for the Lord.
我们在这边看到敢为主而活是个信心的生活。
We can see that to live for the Lord is a life of faith.
你跟我怎么能够过一个信心的生活呢
？How do we lead a life of faith？
我们必须要晓得他，就是第三节讲的认识他。
First of all, we have to truly know him.
所以我们看到愈感恩的人会愈认识神。
So we will see that more you give thanks, the more you will learn to know him more.
在新约时代的你跟我，新约时代的你跟我
，During the New Testament time，
在读这首诗的时候。
When you and I read this psalm,
我们可以把耶和华几个字改成耶稣基督。
We could change the Lord to Christ.
因为耶稣基督拯救了我，耶稣基督再造了我。
Because Jesus Christ saved me and recreated me.
耶稣基督的恩典使我更加的认识他。
It is the grace of the Lord that I know him more.
因此你跟我今天必须认识基督。
Therefore, you and I must truly know the Lord.
神也期待我们认识他。
God also expects us to know him.
这是神的期望，这是神的旨意。
This is the expectation of God, also his will.
有一天我跟我现在带领的一个团契的弟兄姐妹同工们一同祷告，一同思想前面的工作。
One day we were praying and talking about with the co-workers of a fellowship group about the ministry.
那中间有一位弟兄非常的好。
And one of the brothers there
在别的教会别的教会的一个团契参加别的教会的一个团契。
That brother also joined another fellowship in another church.
那我们都希望邀请他，既然在我们教会崇拜呢，我们就希望他在我们教会怎么教会一同呢，一同查经，一同团契生活。
And we really hope that since he came to the church for worship, we hope that he will also serve God there and join the fellowship.
那经过一段时间的祷告，他甚至于有几天不吃饭，为这个事情祷告。
And we pray for him, even fasted for him.
祷告的结果，他讲呢，除非神感动他，不去那个团契呢，他还要继续去那个团契。
And he said that unless God touched him and told him not to go to that fellowship, he will continue to go to the other fellowship.
我这个时候就把圣经的真理告诉他。
At that time, I told him the truth from the Bible.
我讲，神让我们在地上的生活的时候，在一个教会敬拜呢，这个是我们的属灵的家。
And I told him when God put us in a church to worship there, and that place is our spiritual home.
你如果在这个教会敬拜他的话，你应当团契生活也在这个教会，这是圣经的真理告诉我们。
If you worship in this church, then you should also join the fellowship in this church. This is the biblical truth.
今天有很多弟兄姐妹们对基督、对神的话没有认知。
And many Christians do not truly understand or know the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，让我们看到我们要认识他。
So here it tells us that we have to know him.
欲感恩，我们怎么欲？更加的认识他。
The more we give thanks, the more we know him too.
更加的认识他，我们信心里面就更加的坚固。
The more we know him, the stronger our faith will be.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们在这感恩的季节里面。
So during this Thanksgiving time,
回到起初我们爱主的那颗心。
Let us have the beginning love and thirst in the beginning.
重新操练我们对神的感恩。
Let's again try to discipline or train our thanksgiving toward God.
诗篇一百篇的信息很清楚。
So it is the Psalm 100 gives a very clear message.
当感谢神。
We should give thanks to God.
称颂他的名。
We should praise his name.
为这本为善全能的神而活。
And because he is good, we should live for the Almighty God.
我们敬拜他。
We worship him.
为的是感恩。
In order to give thanks.
因为感恩是敬拜的基础。
Because thanksgiving is the foundation of worship.
我们侍奉他。
We serve him.
为的是感恩。
We serve him to show our thanks.
因为感恩是侍奉的动力。
Because thanksgiving is the motivating force of serving.
我们为主而活。
We live for the Lord.
为的是感恩。
In order to show our thanks.
我们欲感恩。我们信心就愈坚强。
The more we give thanks, the stronger our faith.
对这位创造的神。
So this God who created us.
救赎的神。
He is our redeemer.
以及今生供应我们的神。
He is also our provider.
引导我们的神。
He will guide us.
在勇士里面也要继续牧养我们的大牧人。
He is the great shepherd who will continue to shepherd us in eternity.
We
should offer our worship and thanks to him.
在460多年前,
460 years ago,
有个神很重用的神学家,
there's a theologian greatly used by the Lord.
加尔文说,
Calvin said,
感谢神,
he said, thanks be to God.
最正确跟最直接的方法,
the most direct and accurate way to give thanks,
就是善用今生,
that is to live your life well.
默想我们的默想永生
and meditate on eternal life
求主让你跟我能够继续操练感恩的心
let us continue to train ourselves to give thanks to him
直到主耶稣基督的再来
until the Lord comes again
当感恩
you should give thanks
为主而活
and live for the Lord
我们低头祷告我们的主我们的神我们感谢你
Our Lord, our God, we thank you
你是我们创造的神你也是全能的神你也是怜悯我们的神
You are our creator and almighty God
你也是供养我们的神
You also provide for us
让我们在这二十一后世纪后现代的潮流之下
Even though we are in the 21st century postmodern world,
让我们继续不断我们的眼目能够定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
Let us fix our gaze upon Jesus Christ.
因为我们属于他，我们是他草场的羊。
Because we belong to him, we are the sheep of his pasture.
听我们这样的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
以上节目是由更新传道会制作。